Mayor Bloomberg's extraordinary effort to get the chance to run for a third term has passed the city council by a vote of 29-4 and 22 against. Today's vote comes a mere 3 weeks after Bloomberg, a billionaire and self-proclaimed independent, announced his intention to run for re-election. WNYC's Bob Henley is at City Hall and was there for the vote. Good afternoon, Bob.
Afternoon.
A very close vote. More than 10 council members waited until the last minute to declare their position. Upper West Side Councilwoman Gail Brewer was one of them. We have some tape of her. She voted no, saying that while she agreed with the mayor's bill, she didn't like the way it was presented.
I've always been clear that I opposed the 8-year limit and wanted the opportunity to 12 years. To that end, I believe that to extend to 12 will not violate the purpose or spirit of the term limit law. But that doesn't free me from the allegations of hypocrisy, because the last minute approach taken by the mayor has created an ethical bind.
And just to get a view from the other side, another undecided, Brooklyn Councilman David Yaski, ended up being the 26th yes vote on the mayor's bill, the one that put it over the top. Let's hear him explaining his vote.
I love the practice of government. I honor it. I believe that the policy change in this bill will result in better government. And that is why I vote aye on it and aye on all items before us.
Bob, I believe Yaski was a sponsor of an amendment that was offered that would have sent this issue to voters for a referendum. Tell me about that amendment, which came before this final conclusive vote, and what happened with it.
It was the work of Councilman Garrison, Yaski, and Brewer. They had come up with a last-minute amendment that was introduced from the floor, which would provide the opportunity for voters to weigh in on this. As you know, that was really the sticking point here. The mayor's version of this measure bypassed the referendum process, and that was, for good government groups, a problem because voters had twice spoken in the 90s in support of term limits. And so that amendment was looked to at least as an opportunity for members to vote on the record how they felt about the public not being part of the process.
And that was defeated by a vote of 28 to 22.
With one abstention.
With one abstention. What were some of the reasons given that council members did not want to see this go to a referendum?
Well, there was a lot of concern that there was not sufficient time. Even the measure that was passed today requires approval by the Department of Justice under the Voting Rights Act from the 1970s, because over 50% of the voting populations of the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn are people of color covered under the Voting Rights Act. The Department of Justice, that's Attorney General Mukasey, has to review this to make sure that it doesn't cheat their rights. So this is something that will continue. So they were concerned that a spring referendum, which was what was most often spoken about, would not present them with enough time, because by June of 2009, people who want to run for office and incumbents have to have their petitions in order. They thought that it would get jammed up and that there would be too much ambiguity. People wouldn't be clear. And there was also the cost, with austerity being the constant theme throughout today. The idea of spending $15 to $20 million was enough for instance, Councilman Vallone to say we couldn't afford it.
A very raucous hearing at times, lots of passionate speeches from the floor. Bob, Council Speaker Christine Quinn able to work on these undecideds and deliver this bill, this legislation for the mayor. How does this affect her? How does this affect the council?
Well, key here was the fact that she convinced a number of the freshmen who are not term limited out that any subsequent reform, because remember that was part of what created the tension here. Mayor Bloomberg got term limit advocate Ron Lauder, the billionaire who financed the other two referendums, to basically say he would give the mayor a pass and the current council a pass. There was a concern that in that deal making, Lauder would be on a charter commission which could put in place term limits, and it would mean that these freshmen who were faced with this this tough vote wouldn't get to benefit it by having a full 3 terms. So basically the speaker said they'd be grandfathered in, if you will. And also remember, the power of the speaker is considerable in terms of committee assignments, Lulus, which is additional cash payments. So they have a lot of power there for the speaker.
So there's going to be this provision that these first termers will be grandfathered in, regardless of what happens in the future in 2010 with a charter commission that could revert the term limits law back to only two terms?
Well, there's also a lot of litigation here, and also I think it's important to keep in mind that as Mayor Bloomberg just left City Hall, he was heckled by the crowd that was here, and for the first time on my memory, was not able to do what he planned to do and have an impromptu press briefing.
Let's hear some of that audio tape. We've got a little snippet of that. Bob, tell me about the members of the public who were witnessing today's proceedings, who were up in the balcony of the city council chamber. How were they reacting to the debate on the floor?
Well, it was packed, first of all, and they would, you know, erupt in applause, but generally observed decorum. There were a number of signs in there. You may remember that these folks are used to trying to behave within the rules. During the marathon government ops hearings, they were told not to applaud, so they developed this kind of really kind of sad thing where they were allowed to wave their hands in the air like minstrels. So they know the rules, but sometimes the emotion in the room was so intense, it would erupt into spontaneous utterances, shall we say.
And did you get the sense that most of the members of the public were in support or of extending term limits or against it?
Oh, no, it was against. You could. And even the street. I mean, this has got to be a sad day for Mayor Bloomberg after this victory. This is a man that always had control of this public square. In this moment right now, he lost it.
Do you think this will affect Mayor Bloomberg's reelection or any of these council members who choose to run for their third term, their reelection to office? I know at least one council member, I forget his name, said very vehemently, he voted no, and he said very vehemently that he hopes all those who voted yes get voted out of office by the public.
Well, remember that November is a long way from now. We are dealing with this looming financial crisis. We have a national presidential election, and might we add, you know, a war overseas. We just had sad news about a New York City police officer killed in the line of duty of Afghanistan. Whether this holds the public imagination, I think, depends on how it moves forward. There's also very serious budget cuts looming. This story eclipsed, which is a significant story about major cuts to police and education. So it may be tough. We'll have to see how much political capital Mayor Bloomberg's spent, which may hamper him to help muster the city to pull together in what could be a very difficult time.
Mayor Bloomberg did say in his statement after the vote, at first he thanked Speaker Quinn for her leadership, and then he went on to say, quote, "Those of us who work on both sides of City Hall must now move forward with the important decisions that face us, particularly finding ways to soften the fallout from the economic downturn and balancing our budget as revenues decline. We have a lot of work to do together to get New York through these tough times." That's Mayor Bloomberg. City Controller Bill Thompson, a likely mayoral candidate, condemned the vote, calling it an affront to New Yorkers. So did another likely mayoral candidate, Representative Anthony Weiner of Queens and Brooklyn. WNYC's Bob Henley, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy.
This is WNYC.